According to the report, there was excessive drinking and what's described as a fraternity-like environment that occurred during the retreat on September 17th in Skaggs' and Garrison's cabin. After the party, both men, several male employees, and one female employee went swimming in Lake Blackshear, and the female employee allegedly went topless. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Steve Henson says the report is troubling.
I'm very disappointed that some of these employees who should have known better conducted themselves in this manner, and certainly they have, some of them paid a price for it, and you know, hopefully the department itself will continue education and instruction of their employees to make sure this doesn't happen again.
Henson says the incident should prompt all state departments to review their policies. But he says upon his initial review, it appears that Commissioner Black handled the matter appropriately by calling for an investigation into the incident. Republican Representative Jay Roberts, who serves on the House Agriculture and Consumer Affairs Committee, agrees that Black took the appropriate action. But he feels sorry for Skaggs and Garrison.
The sad thing about it is we're losing two good men at the Department of Agriculture. You know, they made a bad judgment error, and because of that, it's cost them their job.
Despite what happened, Roberts says no outside person is needed to monitor state retreats. Both lawmakers say they don't believe there is a fraternity-like culture throughout state government. WABE has asked the Department of Agriculture to respond to several remaining questions, but is still awaiting a response. The report also revealed that former COO Skaggs' state-issued vehicle was damaged during the retreat, and state funds were later used for its repair. But after resigning, Skaggs paid the state back. Michelle Worth, WABE News.